Well, good morning. It's a beautiful day today. May the 7th is when I'm recording this. And today, like all days, started out normal. You know, you get up in the morning and you wash your face and you do the necessity of things that you got to do in the bathroom. And then maybe you make some coffee and you sit down at the kitchen table and you have your devotions and you fellowship with your wife or a pet that you might have. But this day then turned into such a wonderful day. And then a little bit later in the morning, our little dog named Trigger, there was some people working out on the road in front of our house where we live, and he runs up and down the fence line and trying to get to them or whatever else he wanted to do. But nobody looked at or realized the gate didn't close properly, and there was a little gap in the gate. Lo and behold, Trigger got out, and he met his demise with a tractor and trailer. Unfortunately, the Trigger was deaf. He could not hear. So I heard a horn, but I'm sure he couldn't hear it, maybe to warn him that something was coming, but he met his demise out here on U.S. 19 in front of our home. And I wanted to just to take a moment of personal privilege to tell you that, because I know all of us have friends and have pets and how we get them and they become just part of our family. And you just never know when something like that's going to happen. Excuse me, I used to always tell the story about when you see a squirrel going across the road and he makes it. And then maybe you go down the road and you see a squirrel that didn't make it. And you think to yourself, I wonder how he knew that he wasn't going to make it, or did he know when he did make it? But you know, animals have a spirit, just like we have a spirit. But one of the distinct things between animals and humans is we have reason. We're able to reason and make decisions, and animals primarily just go about their life by instinct. So keep us in prayer, because their blessings, just like every other blessing, and when they become part of the family. I did a little burial service this morning for him, and we consecrated him, and we said the prayer over him, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. But I said all that to say this, because blessings, they come in all kinds and all different sorts of ways. And I always say that when I'm blessed by somebody, then those people in turn are blessed by somebody. And when you bless one another, blessings beget blessings. It's a wonderful thing. But sometimes blessings have to do with both giving and receiving. Now, we don't talk much about blessings of others in church, but it's a vital part of life. In Bible times, to bless someone meant many things. It meant to praise them, to pray for them, to thank them, to commit to God's care. But it also meant to dedicate any challenge to them in life, that they would be able to commit that situation to God. And sometimes when we help people do that, it is a blessing. And blessings come in so many ways. And sometimes we're blessed and we didn't even know we were blessed. It's a challenge, though, to keep hold of all these spiritual things in our relationship with God. It's a call for abundance and prosperity for another when you bless. It may also come in a way of officially passing on the family inheritance to the oldest son, or wishes for a rich and abundant life, to inherit a blessing through many ways, not only in a material sense, but a blessing in a spiritual sense. You see, God was recognized as the ultimate source of blessing. And the person blessed would walk with the Lord and receive all the benefits of God's blessings. To receive God's blessing, though, meant not only to enjoy all kind of innumerable tangible things like gifts, the gift of life, the gift of joy, the gift of peace, the gift of abundance, the gift of a home, a reputation of health and freedom and food. But you see, in a much deeper way, to be welcomed into a special relationship with God Almighty, a relationship that is affirmed and practiced. In turn, it means being a blessing to others and being a blessing to God, because God blesses us. And we can do that. We can have God's blessings, too many to count or even to mention, but His blessings come to us every day in some conceivable form. Now, even today, with Trigger going home to be with the Lord, because the Bible talks about the animals in heaven, you know, it was a blessing, because it was a blessing of the relationship that we had, Trigger and our family, for a year or so. You just never know how blessings will touch one another. But sometimes the greatest blessing comes from suffering or persecution, because we have proven ourselves faithful to God. It's really a neat thing to be able to understand that. So I want to share with you, because in our book of worship, we have a service for the blessings of animals. And just wanted to share with you a little bit about animals and how they are in the Bible, just like Jonah with the big fish that swallowed him up. But animals of God's creation inhabit the skies, the earth, and the sea, and they share in fortunes of human existence and have a part in human life, relationships. God, who confers gift on all living things, has often used the service of animals or made them reminders of the gift of salvation. Think about it. Animals were saved from the flood and afterwards made a part of the covenant with Noah. Jesus, the sacrificial lamb, the perfect lamb, was in representation to a lamb without spot, and it recalled the Passover sacrifice and deliverance from slavery in Egypt. Animals were also included in the repentance of Nineveh. An animal share in Christ's redemption of all of God's creation. We therefore invoke God's blessing on all the animals in this world. And we do so in letting God know that we thank Him for the animals, and we thank you for us being good stewards over the animals of all the earth. So let me just share, or I have shared, I guess, in a little personal note about my day, but I also wanted to lift up, are there any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have? We lifted up a couple in church last Sunday. We have a nephew that was in the hospital, young nephew, and he was suffering from a common cold. Can you imagine with all this stuff going on with COVID? But the good news is they got him straightened out, and he's home, and he's doing well. There's all kinds of prayer requests that's on the bulletin information online and also. But if you really want to make a request or let us lift up one on the online service or even in church, send Phil a note, a text, or some way, email, whatever it takes to send us the information. But I want to pray for everybody today, because we all have challenges in life and we never know what's ahead of us. People will say, "Hey, how you doing today, preacher?" And I would say, "I'm doing pretty good at the present, but I don't know what's around the corner." Boy, doesn't life have twists and turns. But one of the most beautiful things is knowing that we can talk to God. And Jesus showed us how to talk to God by teaching the disciples the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer. But over in John chapter 17 is the true Lord's Prayer. You say, "Well, why do you say that, preacher?" Well, it's because Jesus was praying for us. He was praying a prayer of intercession for us with the Father. But the Lord's Prayer, the disciples were curious how they could talk to the Father. And Jesus gave them this prayer, as he taught them, to be used as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. And we traditionally call it the Lord's Prayer. Join me in an attitude of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And more importantly, the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for letting me have a little moment of a personal privilege telling you about our little dog, Trigger, who is now safely home with the Lord. And thank you for tuning into the online service. You all are a blessing to us, and we pray that we bless you by bringing you these services online. God bless.